It's another fantastic day, isn't it, my friend? Thank you for joining me. We are stepping our pinky toes into the idea of being free, what it means. Today, I want to talk to you about physical freedom. It's easy to start there, right? Because we can get a sense of our bodies. Freedom in our bodies, where we're stuck, where we're not, and what we can do about it. So let's talk about, just for a moment, yoga. In the Yoga Sutras, there is one of the early Yoga Sutras. It talks about yoga as freedom or the act of, the practice of removing obstacles that impede or hold back life force, prana, chi, energy. Right, so we want to investigate, where are the obstacles that are holding back energy from running through us like a freaking fire hose? Right, a lot of us, and I would often talk about this in class, a lot of us are walking around life in a body that is like a kinked up garden hose. You know what happens when our garden hoses get all, twisted and knotted? We get the drip, drip, drip of the water, right? The water comes out in little drips and drabs. And when we start to unkink the garden hose, the water flow starts to become more powerful. Many of us are just kinked up, right? I'm kinked up right now. I got to tell you, I've got aches and kinks, and I am not, this perfect physical specimen by any stretch, but hey, you know what? We all got work to do. But when we start to recognize those kinks and where those kinks are, we can start to work with them. And that's the beauty of a yoga practice, is we can get so specific into those areas where we are tense, tight, and weak, right? So that's the superficial. That's what we can really look at in a practice, in anything that you do physically. You can recognize, okay, I'm tight here, I'm tense here, I'm weak here. Those will all be obstacles to the flow of your power, to the flow of prana, of chi energy, of life force moving through you. And when you're tight, tense, and weak in any areas, you're just not going to have as much energy, as much creativity, as much insight, as much aliveness, and as much physical freedom and energetic freedom, and it goes down the road. So we want to look at that, right? Where are we tense, tight, and weak? Also, where are we imbalanced? Physical freedom is held back by our imbalances, and our imbalances can be inflammation. My friends, we are inflamed. We are an inflamed culture. And we want to look at where inflammation, it leads right into disease. And what we are learning so much about in science is that the inflammation starts in our gut. Gut imbalance, microbiome imbalance leads to inflammatory issues. And that leads to mental issues. Right? It leads to a whole host of stuff that we'll get to tomorrow. But for today, inflammation, let's look there today. Where am I inflamed? And if you're not sure, go Google it. Some of the symptoms of an inflamed body. It might be anxiety and depression. It might be weight gain around your belly. It may be just thyroid issues. I mean, autoimmune, we can go on and on. Inflammation will hold us back from being free. Okay. Also, any digestive issues, bingo. You got to start right there in your gut, and we'll clean that up. So I've got 6 minutes. I can't get to all the solutions. I'm just giving you some mile markers to look at in your own life. Then, of course, we have, cardio issues if we've got high blood pressure or hypertension, and the nervous system. If you're dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety, then your nervous system, and it all comes back to inflammation, by the way, right? So physical freedom happens when we remove obstacles that's holding back blood flow from rushing through our body, full on blood flow, full on energy, full on freedom from running through our physical body. So we want to look at the issues, right? We've got the ground, which is where am I tense, tight, and weak? Where am I inflamed? What is holding me back? And the path, what do I need to do to start removing those obstacles, to start opening my body, to start reducing the inflammation? And the fruition, my friends, the result is more freedom, more energy, more positivity. The freedom, my friends, is that power to act, speak, or think without hindrance and restraint. The freedom from the bondage of suffering. Physical freedom, right? Let's just start there very simply. This is not about beating ourselves up. This is about empowering the hell out of our lives. Because when we start to remove those rocks and those obstacles, watch out, world. I have solutions, right? I have practices galore. I have solutions galore, and they're all natural. So please grab my mental fitness protocol in the link today, and let's start. Let's start playing together, because this is all headed down the road to freedom. Freedom from the bondage of suffering. And when you're free, I feel more free around you. And this is how the world goes round. This is how we lift each other up. This is why I'm here. I love you. Thank you. And I cannot wait for tomorrow. Take care.